This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So Millie Bobby Brown, she's been in the news a lot lately. She's been changing her looks and people seem to have a lot of opinions about that for some reason. But she went on the podcast, Call Her Daddy, and she was asked while she was on there, you know, because she shaved her head for a lot of Stranger Things. So she had no hair for quite a while and she has hair now. And she was asked, would you ever shave your head again? And what do you think she said?
Well, if she's done it once, I say yes.
I think she says no.
Kevin's right.
Oh.
She said, quote, it's hard to believe that I would say this, but I would shave my head again. I'd return to that look. But she says she would do it when she has a baby. So I'm not quite sure what the correlation is there between the two, between like having a baby and then also having a bald head. Maybe you wanted to do it for...
You don't want them to pull your hair?
Or maybe you want to do it for solidarity with the baby.
Oh, yeah, look like them.
You're right, yeah. But it did make me wonder. I am doing the show with two people who I'll bet never even once considered shaving their head.
No, definitely not.
Why would
why would I do that? That's my best feature.
Shaving my head.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, some women have shaved their head.
Well, I know, but I mean, like...
It's your best feature.
My hair is kind of my thing.
Right.
I've shaved my head.
Yeah, it's not a good
look.
But
you could.
That's what I was going to ask.
It's
not... I'm getting two different answers. Because, listen...
Have you ever seen him with a shaved head?
I haven't, but I feel like he could pull it off.
Now, when I did shave my head, it was when I was at the heaviest I ever was.
Okay.
So I feel like that was kind of like a bad foot forward.
But well, it doesn't help.
I would say, in the menopause of hair... Like, it's not completely gone yet.
You know, you're in perimenopause of hair.
I'm in the perimenopause of hair.
Yeah.
The hairopause of
hair. I love it.
Okay. And it's not gone, but it's going. And just like, you know, ladies going through menopause, I get sad about it. I get hot flashes.
Oh, okay.
I get nervous and sweaty. So I'm faced with the decision probably in the next sometime 10 years. Do I shave my head? Now, Kevin, you think I could pull it off?
I think you could. But, okay, what kind of shaved head, though? Are you getting a little hair or is it like skin shaved?
I would never bick.
You wouldn't.
No.
I think you have to.
Yeah. No, I feel like you'll look good.
I think
skin,
if you
Jeff
feel
Bezos.
That you need to shave your head,
yeah,
the bald spots are going to show
still
even more.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You
it's
going to
look
Bezos.
Like cornfields when aliens have come to visit.
Circles, yes.
Cross circles.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
see, the thing is, your head is...
I'm looking at pictures of bald men now.
Okay.
And you're right.
Okay.
Most of them do bic.
Your head is bulbous.
It's not a well-shaped head.
It's not that it's not well. It's shaped fine, but it's big. I mean, yeah. It fits your body, but I'm thinking if you shave it, it's going to maybe look bigger.
Okay, I found a picture of a guy that would look like you if you shaved your head, and he looks pretty good.
Let me see.
Katie, look. Yes?
Okay.
Okay, Gavin.
The fact
look.
That you think this looks like Gavin is so flattering.
I am flattered that you think that guy looks like me. So, okay. That did bring up something. As I Googled bald men, let's take Mini-Me out of the equation, who showed up in Google images
sure.
of bald men. Okay. Besides that, there are very attractive bald men.
Absolutely.
I didn't Google attractive bald men or sexy bald men. I just said bald men. So we got The Rock. We've got Idris Elba. We've got a whole bunch of people on here. And besides the fact that fitness seems to really be something that'll help you be bald.
Okay.
Also, I feel like I need to not be white.
I am so glad you said that. Because I was just about to say, I feel that one of the best factors for a bald man is that he is not a white man.
Because a bald white man raises questions.
I don't think it's that. I think it's that white guys just can't pull the look off as well.
Yeah. And a lot of the white guys on here that have a shaved head, they counter it with a beard, which is also kind of not a great look.
Yeah, that's always confusing when somebody has a beard, but a shaved head.
Like, it looks like it just kind of like you were a Wally Willy or whatever that magnet thing was that we played with
oh,
this kid.
Oh, yeah.
And all of it just shook to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, well, stay tuned for the next decade.
I mean, I don't know why you never did, like, Rogaine or something. I told you should have.
I tried
you
Hims.
You waited too long.
I tried Hims, and I don't know what Hims really did.
You waited too long, and I'm sure you weren't consistent with it.
No, I wasn't. No. I didn't like the way it felt. Made my head tingle all day long.
That's the hair growing.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We're talking kid shows. And sadly, very, very sadly, Sesame Street did not show up on this list of the most popular kid shows anymore. Well, not shocking at all. The number one most popular show in America right now, Bluey.
Oh, not shocking at all. Mm-hmm. Genius.
It is. Even if you don't have kids, watch Bluey.
Just give it a try, at least.
Every episode, 7 minutes long.
I think if you have kids, though, Bluey gets better.
Oh, my gosh.
Because so much of it is so relatable to parents.
So relatable. But there's another show on there called Naruto.
Naruto.
Okay, I don't know what that show is.
It's an anime. And the storyline's very great for that.
That's why I don't know that show. And then other shows on there, Cocomelon.
Oh, God.
Of course, is still doing well. But one show that showed up in the top three, that came in at number three, I've got a problem with. And the show is Peppa Pig.
Oh, why do you have a problem with Peppa Pig? We love Peppa Pig.
I'll tell you why. Peppa Pig is a bitch.
What?
Peppa Pig sucks.
Yeah.
Not as a show. The show does suck. It looks like it was animated by like a child.
It does the animation, but it's British.
It's British, which I think is also weird because it's making all of our kids start talking British. Yeah, it's weird. Like,
I think her brother George only snorts. Like, I don't think he ever says any words. I think he just goes.
And that's not because he's special. It's because he's a baby.
He's a pig.
Right. And right. A pig. Pay attention to some of the things that Peppa does. Okay.
Yeah.
I compiled a list of certain times that Peppa Pig was a little bit of a snotty bitch. Okay. And we're going to stop and examine each one. Maybe you missed these episodes.
Okay.
Here's the first one. A lot of old shaming on the show.
We're tidying the attic.
What's the attic?
It's where we keep all our old things.
Like you, Grandpa Pig.
All right.
Well, what's wrong with acknowledging that your grandfather is old?
I guess if that was an isolated incident, not a problem.
Is it?
But, I mean, it's not. There's many references to old people, but even worse, fat shaming.
Yes, you were in my tummy, George.
You've got a big tummy, Daddy. Is there a baby in there?
Okay, at first, seems like it's a little innocent, something a kid would say.
Right.
Peppa Pig's, it's hard to tell because the animation's so bad, but Peppa Pig's dad must be gigantically obese.
He's pretty big.
Because here's another clip, and this one's way worse. And this one's not just on Peppa.
Daddy, you're too big to go down the slide.
Don't be silly, Peppa. I'm not too big. Stand back. Ready? Steady? Go!
Daddy Pig is stuck.
Not funny.
Everybody just laughs at him.
We'll know your limits.
Imagine if you're a fat person that got stuck in a slide, and then all the kids are like, ah!
Okay, but are these not things that little kids do?
That doesn't make them right. This one's the worst one. You might have seen this one because it even went viral. Peppa Pig is forlorn because she can't whistle.
Okay.
We're talking about why Peppa Pig is a snotty little girl. We're going to stop this in two parts.
Okay.
Here's the first part.
What's wrong, Peppa?
I can't whistle, but everybody else can.
Never mind. I'm making cookies.
Okay, so we're going to stop there for a second. Your child, who I think is like 5 years old or something like that, just opened up their heart to you to say, like, I'm sad because I don't know how to whistle. And your response as a mother is just to go, well, just push that emotion way deep down. And here, have a cookie. That's how your father got so fat. But anyway, though.
Okay.
The scene keeps going.
Can I ring Susie Sheep instead?
Okay, Peppa.
She calls Susie Sheep.
Okay.
Her best friend.
Hello, Mrs. Pig. Hello, Mrs. Sheep. Can Peppa talk to Susie, please?
Hello, Susie.
Hello, Peppa. What are you doing?
I'm learning to whistle, but I can't do it yet.
That sounds hard.
It's impossible. Can you whistle, Susie?
No.
Oh, good.
Joy! She experiences joy at the announcement that her friend also cannot have the same talent as her.
Well, okay, maybe that just makes her feel better.
Hold on.
What's whistling anyway?
You put your lips together and blow.
Like this.
Peppa just...
Hello, Peppa? Granny!
Peppa just hangs up on her friend when she can do it. I'm just saying, Peppa Pig might be the third most popular show out there. She's a terrible role model.
British humor.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has birds. They're technically Katie's pets, but they're not really
Katie's
pets.
They're not at all my pets.
No.
I do not care for them at all.
But your husband, last time I hung out with him, he did take ownership of them. He's like, I pay for their food. I was like, all right, yeah, Mike, funny. Go get yours. But anyway, though, you were woken up in a panic last night.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I'm pissed about it.
Right.
Because also I'm sick. So, like, I need sleep
you need those
more
sleeps.
Than usual. She woke me up and she goes, Mommy, I know you're sleeping. I said, good. Case closed. Bye.
Well, then why are you here?
Right. She said, I think there's something wrong with Snowy. Snowy is one of the birds. Snowy and Jack. Now, a normal mother might go, oh, God, there's something wrong with the birds. I did not.
Mm-hmm.
Because she comes to me several times a week with fears. There's something wrong with her birds.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a thing wrong with these birds. They're never doing anything that seems weird. They are acting exactly like birds.
They're parakeets, right?
Yes, parakeets. They look fine. They're playing with each other. They're doing everything. Unfortunately, she watched a YouTube video about sick parakeets, and now it's in her mind.
Oh, no.
And she wants me to take them to the vet. And I said, that's going to be a lot of money. And I don't even know what I would say to the vet. There might be something wrong with the birds. Like what?
Shrug. YouTube says maybe.
A 10-year-old says probably. So I say to her, why do you think there's something wrong with Snowy?
Yeah.
She said, her feathers are a little ruffled on her head.
Oh, no. What time of night was this?
It was probably like 9:30, but I'd gone to bed really, really early because I was so sick. She goes, she doesn't look anything like Jack. Her feathers are all ruffled. I said, Audrey, go to bed. Wasn't even willing to discuss it with her.
She's fine. The bird is bedhead. Because right. The bird was sleeping.
I wake up this morning to a note taped to the wall by the hallway where the stairs are. So I can't miss it. And it says, my feelings equal than a... crying emoji and crying face and a mad face.
Oh, my God.
And then it says, Mommy, when you get up, look at Jack and look at Snowy and tell me if you think Snowy looks different. Then she wrote a line and she said, Mommy, reply here with arrows. So I did. He's fine. He's just... I just, like...
Still looks like a bird.
I put my hand in there, petted his feathers down, good as gold, okay? Now, she has Kids Messenger on Facebook, and she messages me every morning when she wakes up. We talk to each other. She messaged me, and I showed Kevin paragraphs and paragraphs.
This morning?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
An explanation and video of why she thinks Zoe's not doing okay. One of the reasons is, well, he's moving his tail.
And that's not normal.
It is super normal.
Oh, it's super normal.
It's how okay. They balance themselves.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's now treating the messenger with you like it's a video appointment with a doctor.
Correct.
Yeah. The rash just doesn't look good, doc. Here's video.
Exactly.
First of all, future RIP for Snowy. Second of all,
Gavin.
Well, you know, you're not an expert.
There's nothing wrong with this bird.
You should just put the bird in the car, be like, I'm going to take it to the vet.
Okay, I thought about
I'm going to take it to the vet and then just drive around, sit in the car, doom scroll for a little bit, play a game on your phone. The vet says he's fine. You couldn't go though.
I considered doing this, saying that I took him to the vet while she was at school.
Great idea.
I mean,
can I tell you something else unbird related about your daughter? Your daughter, Audrey, she is in between my son's ages. She's prime date material for either one of them.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful.
She is.
She's smart as a whip.
Yep.
She's funny in a very quirky way.
Yeah.
Okay. Stories like this are going to, and no offense, I'm going to tell my sons to steer clear. And I'll tell you why. Because let's say they fall in love.
Okay.
Let's say they get married. And then your dream happens. You and I are now related.
Depending
officially.
On where this is going, that dream is dwindling. Go on.
I can't have my sons in a marriage with somebody this neurotic.
Okay.
They're already neurotic.
I have some bad news for you. You're in a relationship with somebody that is this neurotic.
That's so true.
If you don't think this is the direction they're going in no matter what,
yeah,
you're wrong.
Maybe that's why this is a cautionary tale for me.
I get it.
You know? You can't. Well, you just can't. You're going to get woken up in the middle of the night saying, like, you got to come. You got to get out of bed and you got to do something. What? Why? Why do I have to get out of bed? What's happening? There's a sound downstairs. Okay, well, there's three animals that live there, so it's probably one of them. You have to go check it out.
Yeah. I would never let my daughters date your sons because she'd either break your oldest hearts or your youngest would break hers.
Yeah.
No matter what, there's heartbreak happening.
That is true.
106.5, the end. It's the wake-up call.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a little fiery, and if you are somebody that knows anything about parking tickets, please text in or call us, 916-909-1065. Kevin, who is our law enforcement correspondent, not by choice, on the wake-up call, recently had a run-in and got a parking ticket. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and it's an expensive parking ticket, by the way.
Let's start there. How much is it?
$75 for a parking ticket. Usually parking tickets average around $30, but since I was in a yellow zone, quotation marks, it charged me $65.
You're saying yellow zone in air quotes.
Right.
Was it a yellow zone?
It was painted yellow. But it was a loading zone for people that are loading.
Yes. Okay. So where was this? Downtown?
Downtown, because they just have nothing to do but go around and give parking tickets.
So why?
Did he give it to me? No, I don't know.
No. Why do you think you should not have to pay this?
Because I was loading.
What were you loading?
It's in the loading zone.
Right. What were you loading? Were you there for?
I was loading for some. Okay, so the area I was in, there was no parking.
Got it. Then
there was this empty parking, the loading zone.
Got it.
And it says loading zone until 4 p.m.
Okay.
It was around like 1-ish.
So not close to 4.
Okay, who's patrolling every hour?
You're right.
Right. So,
He clapped at you. He clapped twice.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll take the chances. I like to gamble.
Right.
And so I was loading up some packages to move.
What kind of packages?
I just couldn't find parking, but that's my excuse, I'm going to say.
Oh, I see. Okay. But what were you really doing?
I was just hanging out.
Okay.
Grabbing some ice cream.
Of course.
Do you think that there is really any legitimate reason why you shouldn't get this ticket?
Yes, because I was loading up some ice cream.
So you're thinking, as long as I am there to put something in my car,
right,
even if it is in my belly,
right,
that should count as loading.
Is that not loading? What's the definition of loading? Putting something in something. And I did.
He's got me there.
Come at me, law.
Well,
I know the officer's name and badge number.
Well, they have to write that on the ticket.
And what are you going to do with that information?
I don't know.
Okay.
Pull the race card.
Well, what race card?
Wait.
That you were targeted because you're Asian?
Well, how did they know he was Asian?
I have anime stickers on my car. But tell me why I got a ticket.
Because you parked in a loading zone,
I was loading, Katie.
But you were authorized to whatever business you were in front of, they get deliveries. And that is for the deliveries to come.
So you're saying the business in front that I parked snitched on me?
Possibly.
Wow, she was looking directly at me too when I came out and get the parking ticket. It all makes sense now. I thought she felt sorry for me.
No, probably not.
Why would she feel sorry for you?
Because I got a parking ticket on President's Day.
No, not on President's Day.
That's your favorite day.
We're honoring our dead presidents today by giving me a ticket.
That's right.
That's how you honor them.
American.
What if I told you that Abraham Lincoln invented the parking ticket?
I'd be so mad.
It would be on brand, I guess. For,
right. Well,
for
I'll be honest. I'm taking this ticket to court.
I want to go.
Yeah,
you can't. I don't get gas.
Oh.
Yeah, you can.
It's public.
Really? Right.
Anybody can go.
I want mine privately.
In fact, even if you said, like, don't go, we still can.
I think we could even zoom
well,
in.
Well, then how do I fight this? I say I was loading?
I'm going to tell you right now, this isn't helping.
Run the tapes! There has to be cameras, right?
First of all, do you have a suit?
Yeah.
A suit?
Yes.
Do I need a suit?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to play the race card, you better wear your traditional Vietnamese outfit.
I'll be scared.
That's not a bad idea. That's right. Not going to scare anybody.
It's not going to scare anybody, but it's going to make them, you know, cause for pause.
Right.
Was he targeted?
Right.
Okay. So I like that. Okay.
And then show up to court, bow.
Obviously. Yes.
Obviously to everybody.
Hello, judge.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what would your opening defense be?
My opening defense would be I was targeted.
Okay.
I was targeted by him.
Now, why?
Because he has to be here, right? He has to be in court. If he doesn't show, I get off.
I believe that's true.
Rolls, I think you have to, I think they allow them to reschedule it a couple of times. So I think you have to go.
So I have to work on their schedule after they gave me a ticket, inconvenienced my time, and now I'm stuck eating cup of noodles for a week now.
Shouldn't have eaten that ice cream.
But it was worth it. It was the Love series. So good.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
Chocolate covered strawberries with chocolate fudge ice cream. So good.
Oh, you know what? Tell the judge that.
You know what? And with as lactose intolerant as you are, I'll bet you were loading the whole way home.
Oh, yes. My God.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a burglarizing Katie's home. And the worst part is she knows exactly who the criminal is. And she's not going to turn him into the authorities because she's just too cute. What is going on in your house?
I'm getting to the point where I have to, well, it's been requested that I put a lock on my 16-year-old Abby's door. And the reason for that is because her 4-year-old sister keeps going into her room and stealing her things.
Okay.
Like, she does it, like, a lot.
How often? Is this a daily thing?
I would say almost daily.
And what kind of stuff is she taking?
So, Abby has, like, a light in her room that has a remote so you could change the colors. She goes and steals that remote constantly.
That's annoying.
Says it's her phone. Okay. So that's a big one. It's usually that, or she wants to get into her makeup. And the problem with the makeup there's many problems, but she doesn't use it properly and then it gets ruined. So I just took Abby to Sephora recently to get like prom makeup. I mean, it hadn't been 24 hours before Morgan broke into that room, got that makeup, and destroyed it.
Does she take the makeup too, or does she use it in her room?
She takes it. She takes it out of the room.
So she is stealing a lot of things.
Yes.
And then misusing them.
Yes. Or hides them.
Or hides them?
Yes.
That's even worse.
So, and then she lies about it too. So Abby will be like, Morgan, where is the remote for my light? And Morgan will be like, I don't know. I don't know.
And then
she'll say, Morgan, I know that you have it. She'll go, maybe it's in my room. And she'll, okay. And then Abby goes in her room and she goes, where in this room is it? She goes, probably under my bed.
And is it?
Yeah.
Maybe she just knows. She's a psychic. Maybe you did it.
Here's the other very difficult part of this. Morgan is one of the cutest humans on the planet.
Right.
And I think she knows it. And she uses it to her advantage. Because when she ruined Abby's makeup, the very first thing that she said when Abby was like, Morgan, why did you do this? You broke it. And Morgan said, I wanted to be pretty like you.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So she's already manipulating too?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And with that face and those blue eyes.
That's an impressive manipulation, actually. So, okay. So in order to find a solution, you got to find the cause. And
I think the cause is kleptomania.
Well, yes. But the apple doesn't far fall from the tree.
Oh, boy.
I think that this sounds an awful lot like somebody else that we all know, and her name is Katie. And anybody who's listened to this show for a while knows.
Right.
Katie steals.
Well, there's an asterisk next to that.
What is the asterisk?
I only do it from restaurants.
It's still
hold on, well, I'm not right, done.
Go ahead.
When I'm with my friends and I've had some drinkies. And hold on, the asterisk isn't over.
I figured.
And it's only done as a goof.
Right.
So that I can put it in their car or their purse. So the next day I get a text that says, why are there so many forks in my purse?
I'll bet if you were to ask Morgan, she would say, one, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I bet she was.
I know this remote's not a phone.
Right.
That's why it's so funny that I bought my phone. And second of all, I think she would also say, I only do it from Abby's room. And she would say, and I only do it when I've had my milk.
When I get a little milky, I get a little steely.
So, and
honestly, she does only steal from Abby.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just like you from Chili's. So, like, I think that, like, there's something else to be said, too, for when she gets caught, she bats her eyes and tries to talk her way out of it by being sweet, which I have witnessed happen in front of my own eyes, where you get caught stealing from a restaurant and they go, ma'am, our cameras saw you put that tiki mug in your purse. And,
Like, you got me.
I thought they were complimentary.
Right.
I don't know. This is a very nice sweater you're wearing, though. It's very cute. So if it's just her jeans, there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay. So what do I have to do? Stop? I have to change my ways?
You have to change your way. Could you stop?
I mean, we'd all be really sad if I did.
We'd all be really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I mean, think of the ha-has we're getting out of it.
This was exactly what Morgan is saying on her 4-year-old morning radio show right now.
Oh, my God.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
I've got some bad news.
Oh, God.
I feel bad. We've talked a lot on this show, probably too much, about how we have a snack rack here at work. The company gives us free snacks. Katie and I just went to it, and it is practically empty. However, you know, we're scroungers.
Yeah.
And we found some stuff. We found 2 bags of chips, and we ate our chips. And then I come back in here and I'm popping around the internet and I find an article, the unhealthiest foods on the planet.
Uh-oh.
Chips, number one.
Well,
number one.
I am thrilled to say that I did not finish mine. Didn't even finish half the little bag.
Number two. You curious what else?
Chips are number one?
Number one.
Why?
If I read the article, I'm sure it's going to break it down. But I'm not going to read the article. I'm just going to look at the top 10 here. Number one, potato chips. Number two, white bread.
Yeah. Okay.
Number three, processed meats like bacon and hot dogs and lunch meat.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that's mostly because of the nitrates. I can't believe that nitrates are even allowed to be in food when it's a known carcinogen.
Well, there's lots of things that are known carcinogens that we're allowed to consume.
Why don't we do
cigarettes being one of them?
Well, sure, that's true. But I don't think there's a cancer warning on lunch meat like there is on cigarettes.
Well, that's true.
Number four. These are the most unhealthy foods on the planet. Number four, French fries.
Man.
Number five, fast food burgers. And they did asterisk fast food burgers.
Okay.
Not burgers that, let's say, you go and buy your own ground beef and you make the patties yourself and stuff like that. Number six, cookies. The poor Girl Scouts, they're out there right now hoofing it on corners, trying to just make ends meet just so they can have a powwow or whatever they do. And you got to sit in here and crap all over it. Cookies. Number seven, this actually kind of surprised me, but I had heard this before, but I still don't know why. Microwavable popcorn. And again, emphasized, microwavable.
Is that because of the mechanism in which you have to put it? That kind of makes sense.
I think there's a chemical in microwavable popcorn that like does it.
Yeah.
Number eight, donuts.
Okay.
Number nine, ice cream.
So.
Number 10 is cake. And I feel like
how are donuts and cake not the same?
Great point.
One is worse for you than the other. How?
Donut is breakfast cake.
Right.
And so are muffins while we're at it.
Well, see, and this is why I've never understood that when people are like, because I eat weird stuff in the mornings. I don't just eat like breakfast foods.
It's true.
And people are
she wanted to eat oysters in the morning, guys.
I did. That is true.
Yeah.
I'll eat sushi in the morning, you know. And everybody's like, wow, I can't believe you're eating that for breakfast. It's like, have you had a pancake? Because you are eating dessert for breakfast.
Yeah.
And you are trying to trick us into thinking you are eating effing dessert for breakfast.
I mean, it's a good point.
A syrup is effectively frosting. Like,
what's the difference?
What's the difference?
Right. If I put a bottle of frosting down on your table at Denny's, you'll go, what is this?
Right.
We're having breakfast.
Right. But if I put whipped cream and multiple different kinds of syrup down your table, you're like,
right.
Mm-mm.
Right. Great point, Katie.
Thank you.
And you know what?
What?
As we go over this list of the unhealthiest foods on the planet, most of these foods, I mean, I would justify having for breakfast, too, actually. I was looking at it. Like, if somebody came in here with processed lunch meat on white bread with a side of chips, I'd be like, mm-mm-mm.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
How would you start a fight in five words or less? 916-909-1065, and politics can't be involved or anything in the political sphere, okay? 916-909-1065. This can go so many different directions. I saw this on Reddit, and the answers were really funny, and I thought, wake-up call listeners are usually funnier. I'll start it off.
Okay.
Friends is an unfunny show. There.
Okay, so this is like, this is more of a statement, not just five words.
It can be whatever you want.
Because mine would be, I'll tell you later.
Oh.
And it's like, okay. So you're trying to destroy me with my own anxiety.
Right.
I see what you're doing here. Now we're in a fight.
Yeah. That, you know what? Until you made that scenario, I was like, I don't know if it would cause me to have a fight, but it would have me a fight if it was done intentionally. Kevin, how would you start a fight without politics in five words or less?
Your breath stank, ho.
Oh, wow. Okay. You even added ho at the end of that.
I mean, you got to reach five words, no?
You don't have to. Five words or less.
Would you have not fought me if I said that?
I think I would be really sad.
Oh, my God.
But I'm in a very vulnerable state right now.
916-909-1065. You can call or text us. Marissa, good morning.
Good morning.
So how would you start a fight in five words or less without politics?
You're ugly like your mama.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So, like, are you saying this to a child?
I don't know. I have a child with me, so he was my inspiration.
Wow.
I love that. See, now, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, My mom's actually really good looking.
Your mom is very, yeah, very so, good. So you're just lashing out.
Yeah, and I say that as somebody who looks 0% like her. So
thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Kat. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
How would you start a fight in 5 words or less without politics?
Your husband threw me a kiss.
Oh, that would definitely start a fight. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling.
See, I don't know that that would start a fight with her, though.
It would start a fight with somebody.
Yeah.
We put this up on Facebook, and what did Wake Up Call listeners have to say?
So many things. Sonia said, Star Wars, waste of time.
Ouch!
Wow.
Christina
said, waste of time!
I love this one. Christina said, it's not a minivan, it's a crossover.
Yes! I support that one.
Okay, Tara said, pour the milk before the cereal.
Never!
What?
Why?
No!
Jessica, Dutch Brothers isn't real coffee.
Yes, I stand by that.
I mean, Dutch Bros and Starbucks is iPhone and Android. Like, right. People are passionate.
You're one or the other, and one of them's right.
Megan says pineapple belongs on pizza.
Slay, yes.
Dia says crumble cookies are disgusting.
Agreed.
I would fight that one.
Why?
It's like a mini cake in your hand.
No, I totally agree.
You don't like them either?
No.
Oh, God, I love them.
Our former co-host, Rain, said Harry Potter's overrated.
All right, Rain, you're going to get slapped with an open hand.
Okay, this one is hard to hear. Kathy said, the movie Princess Bride sucks.
How effing dare you?
I hate her.
Inconceivable.
Right. How effing dare you?
And this one, to me, just a knife in the chest. Seafood should stay in the sea.
Oh,
whoa.
That sounds like someone that can't afford it.
Okay, thank you. You know what? Why are you poor?
Right?
Wow.
Don't be a poor. Because I'm here to tell you, as a mermaid, what else am I going to eat?
Well,
did you ever think about that?
Yeah.
No. You want me to suffer, Allison?
Keep the text messages. Actually, we didn't even look at the text messages. Oh, listening isn't reading a book. That's a good one. I know a bunch of people that would get in a fight with you about that one. Keep them coming in to 916-909-1065. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.